Next patient is Philip Obal. That is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. Obal is O-B-A-L. B as in boy. O-B-A-L. Date of birth is 8-6-57. Date of visit is 6-1-22. Please make copy for Dale Intihar, M.D. Dale, D-A-L-E, Intihar, I-N-T-I-H-A-R, Intihar, M.D. The this is a consultation. Dear Dale, thank you for sending Philip Obal for evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a ...64-year-old male who has a history of cough, mild hematosis, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Was recently sent for a chest CT, which demonstrated diffuse interstitial changes with interlobular septal thickening in both lung fields. There was also mild vascular prominence with a ground glass opacity. And the CT chest was compared to a previous CT done on May 10, 2022, which showed no pulmonary emboli but had basilar atelectasis without mass or infiltrate and a 6 millimeter right lower lobe lung nodule. Period. The patient presently brings up little whitish mucus but denies fevers, night sweats, chills, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of cardiac catheterization and stenting for coronary artery disease and a history for cholecystectomy. He also had a vasectomy several years ago. Bilateral hernia repair surgery was done. And he has a history of hypertension for more than 5 years. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Habits, patient does not smoke. Denies significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of congestive heart failure and had a pacemaker. Mother died of leukemia. Next paragraph, med list. Included Renexa 500 milligram TID. Levothyroxine 50 micrograms a day and atorvastatin 10 milligrams every other day. Valsartan 80 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next. System review, the patient denies fatigue or fever, denies glaucoma or cataracts. He has no hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no hay fever or asthma, no urinary symptoms, flank pains, or hematuria. He has some shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, and mild hemoptysis. He has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no nausea or vomiting. Next. He has no anxiety or depression. Nice. Chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. And has palpitations. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has no seizure, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white male who is alert. No acute distress, no pallor. Son with a sick drusal lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure. 138 by 80, pulse is 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 217, saturation 98. HGNT announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Next, supple no venous distension, trach midline. No thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper lung, feels no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular, small and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one, dyspnea, etiology undetermined. Number two is mild interstitial lung disease and right lung nodule. Number three is coronary artery disease, serious post stenting. And number four, hypertension. Next plan, the patient will get a CBC IgE level. Also advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. And we'll get a complete pulmonary function study next week. A Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN was added, and a follow-up is to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dale Intihar, MD. Thank you.